Welcome to the Celtic Geek. This name is this is Mark Gunn. No, I don't want to start over. I'm having fun doing it this way. It's live and off the cuff, and people, and it's funnier. So I am here with Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer, because you have to say it in that order. I don't know why. It's always been that way. It's branding. Branding, yes. So I have never met them before, but I've had got to spend the day with y'all, and we had just had food and laughing and eating all of Deb's cheese, mango white Stilton mango ginger. Don't eat it for breakfast.
It's good for breakfast.
It was nasty as can be, but somehow after steak, it was pretty darn awesome. Everyone else agree?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, 1 out of 10 ain't bad, you know. All right, so we're gonna talk to Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer, and maybe we can figure out a little bit how our lives intertwined and how you ended up here with us today. So first, tell us about yourself. Who are you, and what do you do?
Right now, I have no idea.
I'm Vicky, and I play lots of instruments.
I'm Johnny, I'm the other one.
We do music, we play music, we do songs, we do tunes, and we go travel around the country trying to make people happy.
Yay! So I met them, or not met, I've never, this is like I said, the first time I ever met y'all, but when I think it was, what was it, 2000, or maybe 2001,
yep.
When I first contacted you, you were with a group called Serious Kitchen. When did y'all go, y'all split up at some point, and then, when did
2004.
Y'all? 2004. 2004, yes. So three or four years
we were together.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
and,
really?
And oddly, we're doing things together now again.
And before that, you were with a group called
Muckaflugger. Same people.
And the reason we changed the name was because nobody said it right, and it got a bit rude.
That's true. I didn't think about that. I never got around to it. I just listened to
it. Now you thought it, you can't unthink it, can you?
Right, yes. Yeah. And now we're keeping ourselves clean on this show, unlike last night.
Muckaflugger was a pub band, Irish pub band. We got together to do Irish pubs, and then we moved slightly away from the Irish pub scene and became more of a sort of folk club and folk festival group. So we changed the name to reflect that.
Oh.
And Muckaflugger is a lighthouse up in Scotland, the most northerly point, and we weren't really Scottish, so we thought time to
But you play the Scottish small pipes, right?
I do play the Scottish small pipes, yes, and we did do
Among every other instrument of the sun. Now, how many instruments do you play?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, you can tell me.
Okay, how long have we got?
A long program.
It's as long as I want it to be.
I've got the Scottish small pipes.
We'll start with the beginning. Yeah,
English border pipes, the Swedish bagpipes. Then we've got the nickel harper, and wooden flute, and silver flute sometimes, and also the double bass. Piano, I have been known to dabble. Recorder when I was about 5.
And you play?
I hate this bit. I play the piano, the spinet, the harmonium, which is a reed organ, but that does not suck. The guitar, the bouzouki, the accordion, my fingers. I'm pointing another finger, but there must be something else. Another guitar.
Cowhorn. All right. Well, you got a cowbell.
You poor people, you're gonna have a cowhorn.
Just a horn
this evening.
What? Wait, I don't. Okay, I'll have to wait for that. That's gonna be.
We could fetch it.
That's gonna be. No, no. We'll wait. We'll wait for this. Well, they don't get to hear it.
Any cows around here? You might play it. And they
yeah,
go, oh,
yeah.
There's Nigel.
We have a horse. Does that work? No.
The cat.
Yeah, yeah. So. All right. So, so you went to 2004. You started playing as a duo, and you've been playing all over. England?
Mostly England. Bit of Wales, bit of Scotland, bit of Europe.
And how's it gone?
It's gone great.
You're now full-time, right?
We are. Three and a half years.
And you've been a favorite on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast.
Thank you very much.
and actually, we did an interview with you way back, four or five years ago.
Yes, asynchronous. You asked the questions, or we recorded it, and you recorded it. You had to stitch it together, and there was time delay, and it was a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's interesting that we were doing that at a time when things like Skype were really new.
Yeah.
So we were really...
Zeitgeisty,
cut and edgy.
Yeah.
Now everybody does it all the time.
Yeah, it's no longer as cool. Podcasting is—it's gone. It's gone downhill, man.
Yeah, what do you get? That's not what it was.
Those are the days, you know? I mean, when you could sit out in front of the radio station and, you know, have your speakers blasting and... I got nothing.
I can hear some birds.
Some lovely birds. I love you. So now, what are you doing up here, up in Wales, North Wales, aside from playing for us tonight?
Over the last weekend, we were playing at a folk festival.
And,
which is just down the road.
Where was that?
That was the Chester Folk
Chester?
Festival.
So Chester Folk Festival.
Which is fantastic. Really, really nice little
okay.
festival. The weather was a little rubbish.
Yeah.
That's my English phrase for it was awful.
I love those English phrases. It's like so much fun. I had to, they forced me to talk with a British accent, which wasn't much of a British accent.
It was awful to understand him. He hadn't got a clue what he was saying.
Right, that's, I could hear that. I don't know. It's sort of like my Scottish and Irish, you know. My Scottish sounds like clap. And
I'm sorry, what?
Exactly. And my Irish sounds like Lucky the Leprechaun. So I think it's gotten better over 10 years or whatever you have been doing this. So. Excuse me.
What are we doing next?
What are you doing next?
Well, music.
This evening we're playing a gig for some very strange people that we've met.
Woohoo! And then after that?
After that we are down.
He's
in
asking his difficult questions
13th.
Again.
We are somewhere down in Devon. Doing Exeter.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going up to Wales for.
And down in Exeter it is.
No, there's no editing on this podcast. This is all done live and off the cuff. I should have given you a little bit of warning, but that's the reason I didn't.
Yeah. It works so well.
Thank you.
The following week is the story show where we're working back with the original singer that we had when we were Serious Kitchen doing a show called The Whispering Road, which is a story about trolls.
Trolls? Really?
They die in the end, so.
Yeah. And everybody else lives happily ever after.
But are these good trolls or bad trolls?
Well,
I ask because, you know, there's a series of trolls at Renaissance festivals. And since they're not really allowed to kill people at Renaissance festivals, you know, they're kind of nice trolls for the most part.
These are pretty bad trolls.
At least I haven't seen them eating any kids.
These trolls eat kids, and okay. They do bad things, and they put nasty comments on YouTube clips. Modern day trolls, they're dreadful.
And now you have what's your latest album is Red House.
Yep.
Right.
House.
And what tell me about it. What do you do, as far as musically, y'all? This is one thing I haven't really figured out yet, because I don't ever get your liner notes. If I did, I probably didn't read them anyways, because I usually don't read liner notes. So it's not your fault. songs. Your music. Are you mostly composing original music? Are you mostly doing traditional?
We
what
mostly make new tunes,
okay.
But we use old words. And okay. What we always try and do, I have this theory that if you've heard a great song, if you do it exactly the same, you've kind of missed the point. If Pete Seeger did a fabulous version of a song, get Pete Seeger to sing it or get a recording of him. Don't duplicate it.
Uh-huh.
So we always try and find a song we like and then look back through history to where it came from and try and improve it in a way that is more resonant with how we feel or how people might interpret it now, or make it more relevant. And sometimes it's nice to change the tune so that you get a different emotion coming through.
Yeah.
So if it's a sad song, you can make it a poignant song on that kind of stuff.
Do you have a?
I was getting really boring there, wasn't I?
No, that was great. Do you have an? Do you have an example?
Yes, there's a song we do called Billy Boy.
Billy Boy, okay, yeah.
In
which I played on the podcast, Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number, I don't really know, but
insert number there.
Insert number here if I was, again, editing. I'll put it in the show notes, so look in the show notes, right down there. Can you see me pointing down? Okay, good. All right, so Billy Boy.
There are lots of versions of that throughout Europe, and in all cases, Billy meets Nancy, and they get up to rude things overnight, and then the song's about how they feel in the morning. So it's a nice song, but it's a bit of a skin deep, and that's probably the wrong use of choice of words. In our version, we put a few more verses on the end, so it talks about how they get together and then they live happily ever for the rest of their lives, and then at the end they die. So
it's a, right,
it's a happy death because they've spent the rest of their lives together. So we've changed the energy of the song from being something that's just about courtship into something that's about long eternal love. That sounds very sweet.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, what I love about what y'all have done, and I think I did a blog about this years ago, but it's your beautiful fusion of the contemporary, your guitar and instrumental style, and your spectacular lead instruments, and you know, the beautiful sound that you've created. Where did all this come from?
It's all about where we come from.
Where did you come from then?
Well, we both met at youth orchestra, so we trained classically, not on the instruments we play in the folk duo, but
right.
And then I would have went off and played jazz, funk, soul, blues.
I can tell.
So I didn't intentionally bring those things with me, but right. Once you've got them in your fingers, you can't really stop them coming out.
Okay.
Just what we do.
How about
Vicky's
you,
Vicky? Very good at playing the tunes.
Yes.
What led to your picking of instruments and whatnot?
Boredom.
Classically trained double bass player, so then left music college and took up the Scottish small pipes. My dad played Highland pipes, and he always wanted at least one of his daughters to play the Highland pipes, and I tried, but it weren't really for me. Discovered about Scottish small pipes, took them up, loved them. And then a whole really long story, which I won't go into right now, led me, I wanted to have something I could sing and play with. And I was Googling the words to a Swedish song that I just translated, wanting to find different versions. And I found a group, and they had Knuckleharper in it. And I was like, oh, it's fretted. I don't need to worry about the intonation of what my left hand is doing and my voice. So that'd be absolutely perfect. So I bought one.
And that's your latest. Now, that's not on the earlier instruments, right?
No, that's that. I've been playing that for about 7 years now, so it's been on.
That long?
That's because we're old, Mark. Yeah. I'm getting old.
No, I just know that it's. I mean, it seemed like it was just brand new. I don't know. I didn't realize that you've been playing it that long.
Yep.
I seem to remember. I thought you told me about this like last year or 2 years ago.
That's
or
exactly
7 years
what I'm
ago.
Saying about getting old.
Time flies.
And so I suppose the Scottish side of my dad's family that gave me the pipes, and my mother being Swedish, so I always knew about the Knuckleharper, but nobody else has heard of it over here. I mean, more people now, especially.
Yeah.
So I've been playing it.
Have you written a song yet with the Swedish Chef? Vocals, you know.
We hadn't thought about it, but now you mention it.
You know, if you ever do, let me know.
You can come and guest on it as Swedish Chef.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
How are you at Swedish Chefing?
That's all I got.
That's pretty good.
No, I'm not very good at it. It's sort of like my Irish leprechaun and my Scottish brogue. It's not so much. So, on that note, tell me, is there anything else you want to share about, you know, what's coming up next?
We have a new album coming out.
A new album coming out?
Yes.
What could this album be? We've already heard about it, so I'm just, you know, leading up to the...
Well, we have it, and we're selling it, but it's sort of technically not really released yet. But
you can't have it yet.
You can buy it off the website, but of really probably shouldn't play it for at least another... It's a Christmas album.
Christmas album.
It's Vicky and Johnny Does Folk.
Christmas.
No, Christmas.
That's folks, isn't it?
It's
Folkin', eh?
Vicky and Johnny Folks Up Christmas.
Folks Up.
Nice.
Awesome. And where can they find you online?
They can find us online in copious numbers of places, but swan-dyer.co.uk will do it.
Swan.
As in duck.
A swan, what was that?
Hyphen.
What's a hyphen?
Horizontal line and
minus
and
sign.
A hyphen?
Yes.
Dyer. Dyer.co.uk. Sorry, I always thought of a. I didn't know you had got. I forgot that you had gotten it. I always think of smallpiper.co.uk.
That works too. We still have that.
It goes to the same site, I think,
it does,
right?
Yes. Exactly.
Smallpiper seems a little easier to me. I'm just saying, but it's not appropriate because you're now swan-dyer. All right. With that said, I think we're gonna finish up here before someone chokes on their tea or something else. And we're gonna have music from them in a little bit. What I would like to do is maybe have one song from y'all, and then for the podcast. That wasn't my
dinner.
Wasn't
dinner.
Your arm and your dinner. I think it was your arm and your dinner.
it's still good. So I'll be back with some music in just a moment. Sláinte. All right, let's play some music. Woo!
I'm a bit scared now.
waiting for your wife, Billy boy, Billy boy. Is she fitting for your wife, Billy boy? Yeah, she's fitting for my wife like a handle on a knife. She's my Nancy, please, my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy. Ask you to sit down, Billy boy, Billy boy. Did she ask you to sit down, Billy boy? Yeah, she asked me to sit down as she curtsied to the ground. She's my Nancy, please, my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy. You up to bed, Billy boy, Billy boy. Did she light you up to bed, Billy boy? Yeah, she lit me up to bed with the bowing of her head. She's my Nancy, please, my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy. She lays it close to me like the bark that's on a tree. She's my Nancy, believes my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy boy. Did you marry in the moon, Billy boy, Billy boy? Did you marry in the moon, Billy boy? Yes, we married in the moon, and in a year a babe was born. She's my Nancy, Billy's my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy. Yes, the years have been so kind, like a road that gently winds. She's my Nancy, believes my fancy, and I'm her darling, Billy boy. Are you both both together now, lying near the great oak bough. She's my Nancy, please, my fancy, and I'm her darling Billy Boy. She's my Nancy, please, my fancy, and I'm her darling.
See, this is why you should be on one of my Celtic Invasion vacations, because awesome people like Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer. Yeah. Woo!